Bible says, be ready in season and out of it. Pastor say, oh, you going to preach tomorrow. I'm like, what? Say, yeah, I told you. I said, no, you didn't. No, you didn't tell me. I said, no, you were looking at your phone and then you didn't say anything. So I'm going to be free. He said, you know what? Well, not on the phone, but you're going to be busy tomorrow. I'm like, oh, man. But I thank God because He'd already given me a thought.
Amen. Amen.
Now you have to get in there and begin to dig it out. So we're going to go into the Word of God.
Amen.
Go to Philippians, the first chapter. We're going to be looking at some examples. The thought, while you turn there, is Paul is saying here, fulfill ye my joy.
Amen.
Fulfill ye my joy. And that's the thought that God has been giving me about this. You who've been with this church, we've known that we have turned a corner. And we've moved forward with the sign here, now we're standing on ground. And as we've moved forward, God has changed some things. God has changed some things. The onus now here is upon the Word.
Amen.
That is what the onus. On times past, it was upon other things. Okay. Where God has got this pastor now is going upon doctrine and instruction, because that is what's going to get you old.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Where the church has failed, a lot of times, or where you will see a church go down, is when they go away from doctrine and instruction and go into other things that do not promote what God is trying to promote. God is immutable. His word does not change. Amen. If you follow His word, then you are going to get the results thereof. We were looking at the children of Israel and how they failed. Where did they fail? They failed in the doctrine and instruction, the fundamentals. Okay? You got to get the fundamentals down, and God has got the fundamentals for us. Now, like, you know, I just make it plain. Now, the teacher of the ministry, I just make it plain so that you can understand.
Come on now.
We are the Gentiles, and God has left instruction for us.
Amen.
Okay. The instructions are from Romans to Thessalonians. That is directed toward us.
Amen.
Okay? The Old Testament is our example of what happens when you fail, and what happens also that you get a blessing when you obey the Word of God. But that is not to us. We can use it because the Word of God is profitable for instruction, reproof, and correction.
But
that Word was not to us.
Right.
The Word that was to us was the Word of grace. Which we talk about, because we needed favor. The Jews had the instructions from birth. We didn't have an instruction from birth.
Amen.
Okay? We had grace from God on high, who gave us His mercy and His favor. So we got the covenant now.
Yeah.
Got a new covenant with God. That's what when we on First Sunday, we take that cracker and that juice. That's what that's all about. It's to remind us of the new covenant. Not to remind us of our sin.
That's right.
Okay? Because I can give forgiveness. I got an advocate with the new contract with my Father that anytime I mess up, I can go to Him right then and there. I don't have to wait till First Sunday and I get that cup in my hand to go and confess my sin.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
That's what the new covenant does. Under the old covenant, I had to wait till the end of the year, until the day of atonement, and the priest had to take the blood and go into the Holy of Holies. Christ has done away with all that.
Amen.
And I've got something new. Now, first chapter of Philippians, I'm going to start with the 27th verse. Philippians 1 and 27. It says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to suffer, to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, now here to be in me. Second chapter. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Under the new covenant, Christ wants us to be one. He and the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. Okay? They are described as a compound unit. A compound unit. Three that make up one, and they all function as one. They have the same mind, the same thought, and the same purpose. Okay? Now, under the new covenant, Christ has come down. He fulfilled scripture by walking this life up, and he's now ascended back to the Father.
Yeah.
We are now connected to Christ by his sacrifice. We are part of his body. So it says now, the 27th verse, only let your lifestyle be as becoming the gospel of Christ. Let your citizenship be mindful of the gospel of Christ. Okay? Yeah. As we're supposed to proclaim this. Now Paul says, whether I come to see you or else be absent, that I may hear about your affair. Where anybody's looking at you or not, we're supposed to proclaim the life of God. The gospel of Christ is supposed to come through. What gospel is that? That's the gospel of grace. God has given us favor.
Above
each other, but he's given us all the same faith.
Amen.
That same opportunity to come and get forgiveness of sin and be introduced into this new life. So we're to act like our conversation, our lifestyle, what we proclaim, not by what we say with our lips, but what we say with our walk and
come
our talk
right.
and
come
our activity.
Now.
How we
Amen.
Obey the job, boss on the job. That is what's going to get you over. Because a lot of times, folks go on the job shun being and shun dying,
and when
the boss asks them to do something, they can't do it. So you just thrown your Christianity into the garbage.
Right.
Amen.
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 You're saying, what kind of Christian? They're supposed to be a Christian,
right,
and they can't even obey the instructions?
Right.
That's part of your conversation. Whether you like what they're saying or what they're doing now, I'm telling you, the Bible study this morning, a lot of stuff time, the boss will tell you something, and you know it's just dumb and stupid. But you've got to do it as unto Christ. So then when that opportunity comes to witness to them, you got something to say to them, and they'll be willing to listen to you because they say, well, every time I tell this individual to do something, they do it. And they do it well.
Come on now.
So I'm going to listen. That's the same way Joseph did. When Joseph was in slavery, Joseph did what his master told
him. That's right. That's right.
And later God honored him for it.
Man.
So let your conversation be as becoming the gospel of Christ. Whether somebody's looking at you or not, that they may hear about it, that you stand fast, and this is the key thing. We all have to stand fast together.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
One mind and one body.
Mm-hmm.
In the old covenant, Israel was called one bread. In the new covenant, we are called one body. Christ is the head of the body, and he gives all the instructions. The same way my brain gives all the instructions to this body so that the arms and everything work, the organs work, Christ gives the instructions to his body as how to minister. That's why we're all to have the same mind together so that we can go forth with the same purpose.
Amen.
Where churches fail once again, they don't have the same mindset and going forth on the same purpose. A lot of folks got their own purpose.
Amen.
Right.
Once again, striving together that we stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together, not against each other. It's not about competition in the body of Christ. It's not about whose anointing supposedly is greater, because there is no one that's greater than the other. That's past history. We all went through that where we were hearing about this one who had was highly anointed. Everybody was highly anointed to make you point out that this one was higher than that.
Right.
Because I like them. I like Rev. So Rev highly anointed. I don't like Pastor here. So she alright. See, God don't do that.
Amen.
Okay? Because the word that comes forth from her is just as important as the word that comes forth from him.
Amen.
In the body.
Right,
see,
right,
so
right.
We have to get that mindset together so that we operate as one.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, and in nothing terrified by your adversary. See, a lot of folks don't like the gospel that has been preached here. Okay? I'ma just say what went on before, okay, it's changed. It's changed from what has went on before. You that were here know about it. There's a lot of prophecy going on here, okay? A lot of get-rich-quick going on here.
Yeah.
Millionaire going on here. I didn't see none of that written in Scripture here.
Okay?
The riches that God's talking about is the riches of his love and the riches of his mercy and the riches of his feet. Not whether I can go to the bank and drop $100,000 in or something. That's not going to make it right all right with Jesus, because there's a whole lot of folks. It said they built they houses, they lay lifestyles upon what they got in the bank, and it don't mean a hill of beans when you cross that threshold and go stand before a king at the judgment bar. Your money not gonna be able to buy you a seat in the kingdom.
Amen.
Come on, give God some praise. So you don't allow your adversaries that see. So getting back to that, so we've seen a lot of those things gone. Now the transition is taking place where you get back to the fundamentals.
Yes. Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
The fundamentals are doctrine and instruction.
Right.
Not to ignore what went on, because God is always going to keep the good things that he has done, but he wants to get the fundamentals down.
Yeah. Man.
Now, First Lady Pastor Martina just mentioned the Super Bowl. When we talk about fundamentals, you talk about fundamentals, you talk about a football team. Everybody wants, when you think about football, everybody thinks about the quarterback.
Yeah.
They think about the wide receivers who can run fast and jump high with the catch, the running backs who can run through the hole and all of that stuff. But let me tell you something. If you don't have them five big ugly people up front, you're not going across the street. What I'm talking about, them big fat guys that get down there and put their hand in the dirt and do all the dirty work by blocking and making it to a hole and making sure the quarterback can go back there and look back and look pretty while he got his uniform on. They're the ones getting dirty.
Yeah.
He's the one standing back there getting clean.
Yeah.
If you don't have those guys up front, you're not going across the street.
Come on, man.
If you don't have this word, the doctrine and instruction as fundamental, you're not going across the street. Why? Because God operates according to doctrine and instruction and how you respond to it.
Come on.
That's why he's telling you, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
A lot of adversity, pastors, you know, and myself and Pastor Relliford, faced because of this, because of turning the corner and the emphasis on the word as opposed to the more flashier things. We'll put them like that.
Yeah.
A lot of opposition. You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. A lot of opposition. Mm-hmm. It's important that you get this down, because if you don't, what are you going to revert to? You're going to revert back.
Right.
You're going to revert back to that which is old. We say God is a new God. He's doing a new thing, so that we have to keep up with him while he's doing that new thing, so that we get an understanding of it. when Pastor began to do the transition, some of the things I thought that was going to come forth didn't come forth. But I stayed with one mind and on one accord with him so that, and then God began to catch you up so that you begin to understand what's going on. So it's not me fighting against the pastor, it's me striving together with him for the, because he's giving the vision to the pastor. He's giving the vision to the head. So now I've got to go along with him, so I've got to understand. God will cause you in due season to understand.
Amen.
So that I don't be putting my foot in. It's just like when we, I think everybody saw that video the other night. An Oregon State player, he got mad because the referee didn't make the call that he wanted. Right. So guess what he did? He put his foot out and tripped the ref. He tripped the ref. I couldn't believe it. He tripped the referee. We're not trying to trip each other up here.
Come on now.
We're trying to flow together. Amen. So that means that we have to come to a consensus. We have to sit down and we have to talk about this thing and we have to become one mind.
Amen.
Okay, it just don't happen. You know, everybody in the spirit, oh, it just happens. No, it don't. You got to sit down. You got to discuss it. You got to discuss this word. Okay, you got to go over it. And you got to come on the same point. You got to flow together. That's why he's telling us to stand with one mind, with one spirit, one accord as we go. And God will move. Don't be afraid of your adversaries, which to them, they see you, your fear as a token of them. You fall. Don't worry about it.
Now.
Everybody not gonna like what you do.
Tell her.
Okay.
Tell her.
They can tell you. I spend a lot of time on the bench.
Amen.
Get up, preach a word. I'm thinking I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. So I get it, get back. Ain't like it. Next thing I know, I'm sat down. What did I do? The word. Well, God does a new thing and he focuses in on what he focuses on. It's not gonna make everybody happy.
Right.
And we've all experienced it. Pastor Rutherford, he's experienced it also. Okay? But we're not to be terrified from it, to pull away from it.
Amen.
When
Amen.
God's doing a new thing, he's doing a new thing in this church. Like I say, he's reestablishing the fundamentals with doctrine and instruction. The other things that went on in the past, they're going to be brought forward in due season.
Amen.
We're not to try to force them in to affect. God is the one who orchestrates it. God is the one who moves it and imparts it and pushes it into effect when he wants to. It's all controlled by God, but he lets his servants know what to do. Come on, give God some praise.
All right.
Now this lifestyle, this power, this direction, 29, it says, for unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his sake. Now a lot of times this gospel is going to cause you to be on the outs with people.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's going to cause you to be on the outs with your friends.
Yeah.
It's going to cause you to be on the outs with your family.
Yeah.
And sometimes in this case is where folks don't understand what's going on in the church. It's going to cause you to be out with your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
It's going to cause you to be on the outs.
Amen.
That's right.
Because they're not trying to understand it. Like I said, what Pastor began to do, I said, Lord, let me understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
God began to show me what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
God began to put new things in place. I began to see, okay, oh, that's what's taking place. A lot of times, the man of God may not be able to put it verbally what he didn't hear from God, so he just does it. In other words, he can't explain it to me. Okay?
Right.
He just puts it into operation, and then God will unfold it. Because a lot of times, we don't have the right speeches, whatever, to get it out.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
But if you stay with God, God in due season, once again, will explain it to you.
Amen. Amen.
Because God says, I'm not the author of confusion.
Amen.
So we have to be patient. Because guess what? This is impatient. This flesh, this mindset is impatient. Okay? We want to see the church full. We want to see this. We want to see that. But God wants to see it the way he wants to see it. And God wants to do it the way he wants to do it.
Man.
Okay,
man.
So, well, I'm not going to say that. going to be that long.
Right.
Leave it alone. So now,
amen.
This gospel has been given to us on behalf of Christ.
Amen.
Now, we see the conflict. Paul was saying, you saw the conflict, and now you saw the conflict that I was going through in certain parts. Now you're hearing about it in other places.
Yeah.
The conflict goes on.
Yeah,
people don't like what's going on. People speaking against this. People say you ought to do this and you ought to do that. Pastor ought to do this. Pastor ought to do that. Only thing I do, Pastor, I pray for him.
Amen.
Pray for him. If I understand something, pray.
Yeah.
Keep my mouth off of it and
keep it moving.
Right.
Amen.
Why? Because I may have access to God. God, see, God, when he looks at, he can see the whole plan, understand the whole plan at one time. I got to look at this little portion over here and just hope I can get this down.
Amen.
Yeah, because my mindset, it don't understand as quick. It can't understand as quickly as God, who is infinite.
Amen.
I'm finite.
Amen.
I'm human. Okay, I got emotions. I got to learn to get past my human emotions in order to find out where God. Because God don't operate by emotion.
Amen.
He will use your emotions to express himself.
Thank you.
What do you mean? Okay, like some folks, when the Lord begins to move on them, some will jump and run. Some will laugh. Some will cry. Some will, raise their hands up. God does each one expresses himself differently in everybody. So I don't expect, I like to shout when God moves on me. When he moves on them legs, they get to shout. Okay, he don't do that. Pastor Rutherford will stand and jump. I don't expect Pastor Rutherford to shout.
Right.
I don't expect him to do that. I thought, he ain't doing that. He ain't saved. You'd be surprised what go on with out of folks' mouth.
Yeah.
That's not oneness.
Right.
That's not the oneness that God is talking about. Everybody, when God made you, he broke the mold.
Thank you.
And he comes to you on an individual basis because I can't understand him the way he can, and he can't understand the way one of us. He's got to come to us so that in a way that we can understand him.
Amen.
Because we're all different. We're all made in his image.
Right.
We all make it's the same way with each cell in the body. Each cell in the body is part of the body. Okay? It's different. Okay? Amen. It's got its different functions. But it all works together so that I'm healthy and I can move and do the things that
come
I need to do. That's the way the body of Christ is.
Amen.
Now, we had this conflict, so it don't make a difference. We keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, if there be any consolation or comfort in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship, any vows or affections and mercies, and there are, because Christ is the one that comforts us, Christ is the one that keeps us, Christ is the one that consoles us. You know, a lot of times we stood with Pastor when he was going through a lot of things. We stood with him.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Sometimes we could help him, sometimes we couldn't. In a physical fashion.
But
we helped him with support,
and
we helped him with our prayer.
Right.
That's the way you console people. That's the way you comfort folks.
Amen.
Sometimes it ain't about you knowing their personal business. It's about you helping them with the word of God. Because God is able supernaturally to do what you cannot.
Amen.
So we pray. We don't judge.
Amen.
You don't judge.
Amen.
God says judge not. Now a lot of folks, let me go back. Because see, a lot of folks who don't practice this, they'll take that word and they'll play with that.
Come on, break it down, teacher.
I mistreat my sister right here. But they tell her, don't judge me. You can't judge me. Actually, I don't have to. You just judge yourself. What that means is don't make no snap judgment. I meet her for the first time and she this and she that. That's what that means, don't judge.
That's right.
Don't make a pre-judgment.
That's right. That's right.
Bible says you shall know a fruit by the fruit of it. What that means is over time. Over time. I use this all the time. I was telling the Bible study. When I was a child, I had a tree in the backyard. Okay, we had a lot of maple trees around, beautiful. And you know, back in the day, the bark was just, you know, the trees were just fantastic. We had this tree, it looked like the color of that pole there. I'm like, what kind of tree is that? That tree is beautiful enough. It was kind of mottled, holes in the bark. Daddy, cut it down. It ain't good for nothing. Then all of a sudden, one summer, I started to notice some stuff on the ground. Some big, fat pears. I picked those things up, and they were big. I've been in the room. These things are juicy. See, I said the tree was no good. The tree showed me that it was good by producing fruit. That's how you judge. I don't have to make a judgment. If you know good, you're going to let me know you know good over time, okay, by your actions. Okay, and I don't have to say nothing about it. I ain't got to come and say, you know good. You know what I'm supposed to do is pray for you. That's what that word judge means. You're going to judge yourself. You're going to show me who and what you are. So we don't make the snap judgment, because that happens a lot in church. Somebody comes to church and God starts operating where they come from. And who told them to do that? God told them to do that. And if the pastor's allowing it to happen, then it must be okay. You know, be quiet until you get the understanding of it.
Amen.
Because you can mess things up and you can mess up the discord. Now, he says, second verse, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, talking about agape. Agape love is the love of God, which has no conditions on it. It don't have no color on it. It don't have no creed on it. Why? Because the God that created all men sent the Savior down to redeem all men. So it's not about a God of color. Because folks get caught up with the color.
Yeah. Come on now.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Tell it.
He came down here and he took creature form to create. In other words, he took the form of man and blew the breath in man. Yeah. So all men come from him, whether it's black, white, brown, yellow.
Amen.
It don't make no difference.
Amen.
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 Fulfill ye my joy. In other words, we have to make each other strong.
That's right. Amen.
We have to uplift one another.
Amen.
Sometimes that uplifting means that you're going to have to decrease.
Yeah.
In order for somebody else to be uplifted. That means you're going to have to take a back seat. Now, we're going to look at two examples of this. Paul, the Apostle Paul, we knew about him. Paul was a persecutor of the church, and he persecuted. He wasn't playing around, okay? Holding the coat while folks were stoning. Taking the letters, put them in jail, But what he was, Paul's gains, or what Paul said were gains to him at the time, okay, that he was circumcised on the eighth day. That was a thing of pride. He was of the stock of Israel. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. Mm-hmm. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Well-studied man. Yeah, he knew that Old Testament backwards and forth. Mm-hmm. As to law, he was a Pharisee. Mm-hmm. As to zeal, it was persecuting the church.
That's right.
And as to righteousness, he was righteous according to the law and found what he was doing to the church blamed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that was his job.
Yep.
Throw you in jail. You talking about this Christ? Throw you in jail. See you stoned. Yep. That was his job. He left all that. When Christ met him on the road to Damascus, he left all of that. He left all of that behind.
Come on now.
A lot of the conflict that he was going with is because he left that stuff and he took up Christ and he began to administer this word that we hear now unto the Gentile.
Right.
Because he took it to the Jews first. The Jews said, we don't want.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's why I don't have to worry about what the Jews do.
I pray
for them.
That's right.
Man.
Right. That's right.
I pray for them that they see this same Jesus that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. That they see this same salvation that I'm seeing.
Man.
that they see this same ministry that he's placed within us like we sin, because they don't see that.
Amen.
That's right. That's
fulfill ye my joy. Make each other strong.
Amen.
Now we're going to look at another example. Let's continue on with this further. It says, so fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done, let no ministry be done through strife or contention or competition.
Say that.
I'm going to use the worship leader. When she's up here, it's not me versus her competition. Because God put her, Pastor said God told her to be up here.
Amen.
And he should give the evidence. The anointing flows when she's up
here. Amen.
Right.
Okay? And it don't cost me nothing to say that. In other words, I can acknowledge someone else's talent that God has given them.
Yes.
Right. Right.
That's what this is all about. And make room for them.
Come on.
Okay? When God has a place for them.
Right.
Not stand up here and try to, you know, block.
Come on now.
Because folks will do that. Yeah. They'll think that it's their job to block. Man, where they come from?
Right.
I get here first.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You lost out to this side, you see. But that's the way folks think. And they think they're doing God a favor when they do that. And all they're causing is disharmony in the body.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. See, one of the attributes of Christ was humility.
Right.
He was humble.
That's right.
Amen.
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 But you can almost erase that out of the church sometimes. They don't like that word. Talking about humble. Letting somebody else get the spot. Not if they can help it. Let nothing be done through strife or empty glory. In other words, something that the glory of God is not in.
Mm-hmm.
But in lowliness of mind, let each other esteem, let each esteem other better than himself.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes that's hard. Especially if you used to having a spotlight or think that you ought to be in the spotlight. Fourth verse. Look not every man to his own thing, but every man or every one also on the things of others. Meaning, I'm not supposed to worry about so much my ministry. I'm supposed to worry about other people's ministry in the church.
All right. Amen.
I'm supposed to worry about every ministry in the church. And if I can help them, help.
Amen.
A lot of times that help means stay out of the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Look, I'm an associate pastor. Yeah, I can meddle in stuff and mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to stay out of things. I've learned to see where God is moving and stay out of his way.
Amen.
Okay, because you can't get run over if you get in God's way.
Amen.
Okay, he has mercy, but he'll run you over. So look not every man to his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ.
That's right.
Let that mind of lowliness be within you, which was also in Christ.
Amen.
It says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant.
Say that.
Amen.
Say that.
He was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
He was God.
Amen.
But yet he took upon the form of a servant. He made of himself no reputation. And took upon the form of a bondservant or a slave. That's what that word means. And was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself. In other words, here's this being who encompasses everything. All of creation. Once again, you have the Father and the Son, Jesus, Now, in the Old Testament, I'm going to just give you a little lesson here. He was in the Old Testament.
Thank you.
Okay. His name was Jehovah Elohim.
Man.
The word used there was called God. In other words, you would see the title, the Lord your God. And in some cases, you see God by himself. The word God by himself meant Elohim. It meant Jesus.
Man.
Why is that important? Because he is the creator of all things.
Man.
All things bow under his authority.
Amen.
He's the one who gave the Ten Commandments.
Man.
Not the Father. Man. It's important. Why? Because the Father was the covenant God to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to do with anybody else. He was the covenant God to them.
Man.
So if he had to give the Ten Commandments, the Ten Commandments would have only applied to Israel.
Yeah.
But because God, the Son of God, who created, took creation, a creature form and created everything. In other words, God, he not only did he take the form of man to create man, he took the form of tree to create the tree. He took the form of the stars to create the star. He took the form of plants and moon to create all those things. All those things recognized him as God, as the creator. So when he spoke over the creation, everybody is bound by those Ten Commandments. Everything is bound by it. Whether I'm Jewish or not,
that's right.
I have to respond to my creator. Now you got those that, and I don't want to get too far off the track here, evolution.
There you go.
Why they say that? Because see, if there's no God, then I don't have to be responding to him. I don't have to listen to his way.
Right.
I can treat people the way I want to.
Yep.
If I want to treat black people better than white, I can do that because I don't have no God to respond to.
That's right. That's right.
If there's a God,
that's
then I got to treat everybody the way he says.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Simply put.
Amen.
That's why they don't want to say there's. That's why they say there's no God. They don't want to be responsible for their growth. They don't want to look on others better than themselves. They don't want to look after other people's things. They want to look after their own self.
Amen.
So God took upon this. He left his glory.
Yes.
He divested himself of it.
Yes.
And came down here at the time that he came, over 2,000 years ago, and limited himself. He was limited to the knowledge that was going on at that time.
In other words,
he didn't come down here with no pre-knowledge.
Right.
Jesus learned, the Bible says Jesus learned, he waxed strong in the scriptures.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
same scriptures that he tells me to study, he studied.
Come on now.
Amen. He studied.
Amen.
In other words, he's not telling me to do anything that he didn't do.
Come on now.
That's what kind of God is. He did it first.
Yes.
That's why when he tells me to overcome the world, overcome the sin nature, he had to overcome it.
Amen.
You said, well, sin nature, how did he do that? Everybody say it's an inside job.
Inside job.
Amen.
When Adam wanted to affect his creation, he got in it, committed sin. Sin was passed through the whole creation. In order to fix the problem, God had to get inside of humanity from the inside and fix the problem. So he had to overcome the sin nature. Well, where did he get it from? He got it from his mother. He got it from his mother. Now, we don't denigrate Mary because God says she was highly favored above all women. But some groups have elevated her to some godhood. When you pray to Mary, Mary can't get you in. Mary, you know what Mary said? Mary didn't say much in the Bible. She said one thing. She said, whatever my son tells you to do, do it. That's what she said. So when Jesus was supposed to say, when I go out of here and you go up in that upper room, Mary was up in the upper room with the other ones giving the gift of the Holy Ghost. So he overcame it. Inside job. He was on the inside and overcame it. And he passed that ability to us when he saved us.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
So he's found fashion as a man. He humbled himself. The reason why we can do the things that we do today is because Christ came down. He was overlooking the whole universe. He stopped.
Yeah.
Tell it.
He stopped.
Tell it.
and came down on this little teeny dot called earth and walked among us and showed us a better way. He put that all aside and became subject to all the pains and all the hurts and all the disappointments that we are, and helped us overcome. That's why we can overcome them, because he walked through them. And he came out victorious. Being found as a man, he humbled himself and he became obedient. Once again, he didn't have no pre-knowledge. Jesus fulfilled scripture. He was baptized in the river, and he received the Holy Ghost. That was a type. That was the pattern.
Man.
We now receive the Holy Ghost because he received it first.
Amen.
He said, I don't do anything except what I hear from the Father. He heard it through the Holy Ghost. We are not supposed to do anything but what we hear from Christ. Because he's the pattern. He set it forth in the earth. That's why we have the ministry that we have. Okay? Jesus got, he didn't do it by himself. He had the 12 around him, and there were 70 others that were not necessarily with him. But Peter started talking about it. They ain't doing what we do. Jesus said, if they're not against me, then they're for me. Jesus left them alone. He left them alone. Why? Because he was about oneness. He knew what they were doing. God told him what they were doing.
Amen.
God is telling each of us what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to become one-minded.
Yeah.
One mind. Operate. See, the failure of this church here was that they refused to operate with one mind. They didn't uphold the members. They were after their own thing. They were competing with each other. Which one got the greatest anointing? Which one's got the greatest talent? When it's only one anointing, because it's only one Christ. What is one of Christ's titles? Christ means the anointed one. So if I've got the anointed one in my life, and you do, we've got Christ. Is Christ divided? No. Folks like to tear him apart and think he's divided, but he's not divided. It's only one Christ. So he found himself in fashion as a man and humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
That's right.
That's why we have the ministry that we have today, because he came out of that. Out of that tomb. Off that cross, out of that tomb.
That's right. Amen.
And because he did it, because he did it, now God has highly exalted him.
That's right.
You notice in the Bible, now I'm just teaching here, you notice the pastors talk about it, so it's Pastor Rutherford, the term Jesus Christ and the term Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ talks about the humble, the one who humbled himself unto death. Christ Jesus talks about the victorious Christ who come out of the tomb and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father with all power. So God rewarded him for his humbling. He rewarded him for putting himself on the back burner so that we could come to the front. He rewarded him by highly exalting him. He rewarded him by granting him to him the name which is above every name, in order that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of beings in heaven, beings on earth, and beings under the earth.
Amen.
And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
So that's what he did for us. So our job as brothers and sisters is to lay our goal, like I said, to esteem others higher, more highly than ourselves. Put ourselves on the back burner so that we can make each other strong.
Amen.
That's what this is all about.
Amen.
That's what this body ministry is all about. That is what Christ is trying to do in the earth. It's different. It's different from what you know. Some of it is different from what you hear. It's scripture. But the reason why you don't hear it is because folks don't go over there and go after it.
Come on now.
You got to, let me tell you, we say, God has been giving me this thing. It said, we say God is a right now God. Then we have to be where God is right now. This is where God is right now. He's in the midst of his body working out the purpose of his body.
Amen.
He put himself on the back burner so that he was rich, but yet for our sakes he became poor and brought forth many sons, and he did nothing through strife or vainglory, and he didn't look on his own advantages, but our. He wanted us to have an advantage. He wanted us to be victorious. He wanted us to be an overcomer. So he put his life on the line. He left glory and put on this suit called humanity, overcame, and walked. And now we've got victory. Now we are the overcomer. It doesn't matter what we go through, we can win. Why? Because we're more than conquerors through Christ that loves us. Come on and give God some praise. Joyful, so that we can make each other strong, so that we can encourage it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You see those two ladies sitting over there? They were some of my biggest encouragers.
Amen.
Mother Relifer and Sister Diane Brown.
Amen.
They showed me some love. I was in bad shape. I was in bad shape. There was a couple others. Sister Dorothy Lilly, Mother Grunt. I was in bad shape. I was saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, and on my way to hell. On my way. God told me to come here, but you know how flesh is. I didn't understand what was going on. Father passed away and all of that stuff, and I let situations and circumstances affect me. And I knew God wanted me here, but you know how it's a circumstance, and all of a sudden you just fall out of coming to church. Fall out of coming to church. Came here one Wednesday morning, and it was Sister Dorothy Little. She said, "Brother Tim, I got a problem." I said, "What is it?" She knew I was in bad shape that day. She said, "You know, a person promised me that they were going to help me and do all this stuff and take care of all this stuff you're doing around here." I said, "Oh, yeah." I make a mistake and ask, "Who was that?" She said, "You." What it did was it picked me up. I was still in bad shape, but it picked me up. I said, "If she can see that and she still, you know, wants me to help, I'm going to just start coming. Don't make no difference what kind of shape I'm in, I'm gonna just start coming." Eventually God give you the victory over those things. He give you the victory. That's what it's all about. Let me tell you something. This is a hospital. This is a hospital, sick folks. Okay, you come to get well. Jesus said the healthy don't need a physician. I needed a physician. I needed some help. And through some of the ministers that God gave me, they didn't give me no chapter and verse. A lot of times they just put you to work so that you got something to do. Occupy yourself till he said occupy, till he come back. Okay, give somebody a job. God will fix the ministry part, but somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to be lifted up. Somebody don't need to, they can't do nothing. That's the very one God wants. That's the very one God wants. You don't know what will be down later down the line in somebody's life or in somebody's ministry, but if you help them, if you lift them up, God is able to save them. God is able to keep them. God is able to deliver. God said he'll save you and your whole house. It don't matter how far they can sit down. He said, "I'm going to be saved to the uttermost." To the uttermost, God say, he'll reach down, he'll pick you up, he'll turn you around, he'll set your feet on that solid ground. to look at y'all faces. How y'all praising God. How y'all rocking back and forth. It picks me up. Let me tell you something. Even the pastors and the preachers, they get down sometimes. They need help. You make folks strong. You can really just join just by a smile and a handshake. Just by singing along. You don't have to be the greatest singer. Just sing along. So that you can lift up God. Because it's all about all of us. Not just me. Not just her lifting up God. But you and you and you and you and you. And we all build together. And that anointing flows together. And it mixes together. And God begins to do miraculous stuff. Our folks get saved. And folks get healed. And folks get delivered. Come on and give God some praise.
Everybody with a candle will just come down front. Thank you, Jesus.